And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set in the second hour of This Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste, Just As You Like It. We originate each week from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, and we stream at WDCE.org. Our show is live on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're all recorded, as is tonight's, which will be available tomorrow at our website. Just go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on Radio Shows, and you'll see both of tonight's one-hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a pleasure to be with you playing this great music. And a warm welcome to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, and KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And we're starting off this next set with the Joe Locke Quartet, Moon River. Thank you.
those silk shiny stockings that I wear when I'm with you. I wear 'cause you told me that you dig that crazy hue. Do we think of romance when we go to a dance? Oh no, you take a glance at those shiny stockings. Then came along some chick with great big stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too. Stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too. Thank you.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Anne Drummond. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony or an opera, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And thanks, Anne. And May is Cool Jazz Set Month right here on WDCE. Well, we just heard a nice recording by Joe Lovano from his album Celebrating Sinatra. Did a bunch of Frank Sinatra tunes with a marvelous group there. A good bass player, by the way, too, George Mraz. And that was a tune I'm sure you recognize, This Love of Mine. Before that, of course, the one and only Ella Fitzgerald with the Count Basie Orchestra, Shiny Stockings, 1963 recording. One of my favorites, too. Ella was very, very special. I'm so lucky to have seen her several times. Well, speaking of special, let me tell you something exciting that has happened. The Downbeat Magazine's 39th Annual Student Music Awards has just been announced. And in the collegiate undergrad category, the number one winner in the jazz vocal competition is Miss Chloe Brisson. How about that? Wow, Chloe. Woo, man. And Miss Brisson is a third-year student at the New England Conservatory and will graduate in the spring of 2017. So she's got another year there. So we want to congratulate her. All of us here at the Cool Jazz Set applaud you. And I want to play something that I know your mom and your grandparents love. It's my favorite cut from your album that you recorded just a couple of years ago. Day by Day, I'm Falling More in Love with You, Miss Chloe Brisson.
Falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. And I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day, thank you. love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. And I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to
Richmond's own, one of our favorite sons, the late, great Joe Kennedy Jr., violinist extraordinaire, from an album he did entitled Accentuate the Positive, and that was the title track. That featured Toots Thielemann on guitar, by the way, and Art Davis, the bassist on that, too. A nice album, and he was such a wonderful guy. I'm privileged to have known him for many, many years and got to play with him a number of times as well. A nice gentleman. He was so kind, not just to me, but to my son, and helped him in his direction musically, which we appreciate so much. Next, let's see. This is Mr. Justin Coughlin, who's doing very, very well for himself, by the way. This is from his album Introducing Justin Coughlin, and this is a tune he wrote called Three for Glasper. Thank you.
I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever
too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled so many, many times in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love much too fast. Too fast, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Grady, I fall in love too terribly hard.
For love to ever, ever last.
You know that our hearts should be well schooled,
'cause we've been fooled and fooled so many, many times in the past, and still
we fall in love
too easily.
We fall in love
much too fast.
Hi, I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Edgar. What a timely message. Music education, so important in our schools. We just heard a nice recording by vocalist Nina Freelon, and she was accompanied on that by Grady Tate, who's also a wonderful drummer, and they to that vocal duo on this album that she did some years ago on the Columbia label entitled Nina Freelon. I Fall in Love Too Easily. Here's a nice recording. This is the great pianist Bill Mays, and he's recorded with a lot of bass players. This is one that he did some time ago with a really fine player, Ray Drummond. The album is entitled 1-to-1. Bill Mays and Ray Drummond playing Just You, Just Me.
Thank you.
Australian pianist Joe Chendamo from his album The First Take with Ray Brown. Joe the pianist, of course, Ray Brown on bass, and young drummer Andrew Gander. I've grown accustomed to her face. And before that, we heard the Dave Young Quartet from an album entitled Mean What You Say, and that featured a good trumpet work by Mr. Kevin Turcotte. Robbie Botos, the pianist, and on drums, Frank Botos, his brother, and of course, the leader and the bassist, Dave Young. Well, we've got time for one more. Here's a nice recording by Dave Grusin, and I think you'll like this. This is The Days of Wine and Roses, the music of Henry Mancini.
to minor every time we say goodbye.
And it's about that time for me to say goodbye just for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been fun playing this great music for you. And I look forward to being with you next week for a Mother's Day special, Swinging with Mom. Don't forget to send your mom a card, or if you have new mothers in the family, like we do, make sure you tell them Happy Mother's Day. I sure miss mine. I look forward to being with you next week. Until then, take care of yourselves, and thanks for being such great company.
To minor.